Good morning, everyone. We're about to have a conversation about the perils and intrigue of being a librarian in prison, but we thought we'd begin the conversation by talking with Charlie Dattar, who's the co-founder of something called Between the Bars, a weblog for prison bloggers, prisoners, actual inmates in facilities who really don't have access to the internet, using this new platform to actually find a way to blog, to publish their remarks and their opinions in public. Charlie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
So you're a PhD student at the MIT Media Lab, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And what was your intent? And explain to me how low-tech meets high-tech in this particular platform.
Certainly. So the intention behind the site is to really give prisoners a voice, to let them assert a non-criminal identity. We hope that through people being able to read the stories that prisoners are writing, that it might humanize these prisoners in the eyes of the public, sort of reduce some of the social stigma that comes along with incarceration. And we also really want to support the ability of prisoners to be able to maintain weak ties, as sort of ties to friends of friends or distant acquaintances that are really helpful in getting jobs and potentially reducing recidivism.
And so that's exactly what blogs do. They sort of publish out there and you don't know who's going to call back. Traditionally, prisoners have had one-on-one conversations with lawyers or humanitarian officials or people who they believe in the media can celebrate their cause. This is a much broader network of communication. How do you get the content from the prisoners onto the blog?
So prisoners send us letters just using the standard postal mail, and then we scan these letters using a standard office document scanner, and we have special software that will take that scan and put it directly onto the web. And so people visiting the website can then leave comments on the blog, and they can also do transcriptions of the posts, the scanned letters. And we mail the comments back to the prisoners. So really we're functioning as sort of a paper mail to internet gateway.
And betweenthebars.org is the website, correct?
That's right.
And people could go and see. It's just getting started now, and there's a couple of examples of the kinds of discourse that prisoners are giving you. The correction system of today is merely a jobs program for Department of Corrections employees. The protection of the public safety has been replaced with the protection of the goose which lays the golden egg. Money for nothing. That's the prison industry, according to Timothy Muse. That's right. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, so he's our first writer to get back with us. And so we've been recruiting writers, mostly working through prisoner support organizations like prison books programs and that sort of thing. And Timothy's the first one who's gotten back and sent us a couple of posts. We currently have about a dozen writers on deck who have returned the sign-up packet and have yet to send their first post, but we hope to get that soon.
What do you think the hunger is among prisoners for blogging as opposed to contacting lawyers or doing something that's very much in their self-interest?
Well, I think a lot of people, especially people who are in prison for long periods of time, are really seeking a way to connect with people. And they might have very particular grievances or particular needs for which they'd go to a lawyer. But after you're in for 10 years, at a certain point, you really need to just be able to talk to humans and to be able to try to maintain these social connections that get so easily lost.
But they are criminals.
That's true, but they are people, and they're eventually going to be released. And once they get released, we want them to be in a good social standing so that they can be functioning members of society.
And blogging is the beginning. Charlie Dattar, co-founder of Between the Bars, a weblog for prison bloggers. Postcards become scanned internet discourse and text, and then it goes back to the prisoners in the form of snail mail. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.